Pakistan killed as many as 30 Islamist militants in an airstrike, and 3 soldiers and a civilian were killed in a suicide attack in the northwest of the country near the border with Afghanistan yesterday. Meanwhile, high-level diplomatic efforts to defuse tension between Pakistan and neighboring India continue in the wake of last week's deadly terror attacks in Mumbai. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice flew to Pakistan for meetings with civilian and military leaders this morning. She invited the Pakistani government to mount what she called a robust response to the terror bombings in India, which blames the carnage on terrorists operating from nearby Pakistan. Rice spent the day urging cooperation between the nuclear rivals. As the temperature of the rhetoric in both countries increased, so did the tempers of Indian citizens who poured into the Mumbai square dominated by the Taj Mahal Hotel that was the scene of some of last week's most brutal violence.
One day, Matra!
India should blow up all the terrorist camps in Pakistan to help the protocol. If they can do it, so can we.
We don't want a war with human
beings. We do not want war against a particular nation. We want war against terrorism.
In Pakistan yesterday, more than 2,000 students marched through the capital, Islamabad, shouting anti-US and anti-Indian slogans. Meanwhile, Pakistan's president, Asif Zardari, indicated he would not hand over 20 suspects wanted by India, saying if there was evidence of wrongdoing, they would be tried in Pakistan. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.